From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. This is the 319th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from brilliant speeches of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I'm Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this program. On the authority of a very well-documented piece of hadith, it's related that once someone, a gentleman, who belonged to the Ansar, that is the helpers of Muslims, in the immigration of the Prophet Muhammad from Mecca to Medina, came to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And certainly that person in those days was faced with some problems. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam identified that the person had some problems. In order to be considerate of the dignity of that inquirer, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam suggested him not to report his need or his request verbally to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Rather, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to receive his request in written form, because when the person may want to talk with someone else regarding his or her problem, well, of course it isn't easy, it isn't well, not everybody can talk quite easily in this regard. Then, upon receiving the request of the person in written form, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam read it, and the content of the request was as such: O Abu Abdullah, O Imam al-Hussein. This is because Abu Abdullah is a well-known kunya, by name of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I have to pay back 500 dinars for someone else. And the person who needs his money back insists that the money should be given to him as soon as possible. I only want you to intervene and to speak with that person to give me some respite so that I may be able to give his money back to him. Upon receiving the letter, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam brought this inquirer 1,000 dinars and gave the whole 1,000 dinars, all packed in a bag, to the person, to the inquirer. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam mentioned it to him, instructed him as such: وَلَا تَرْفَعْ حَاجَتَكَ إِلَّا إِلَىٰ أَحَدِ ثَلَاثَةِ. And never mention your request before anybody save to one of the following three types of people: إِلَىٰ ذِي دِينٍ أَوْ مُرُوَّةٍ أَوْ حَسَبٍ. Take your request to a person who is religious, أَوْ مُرُوَّةٍ, who is a liberal-minded person, or hasab, or a person who has a good family background. فَأَمَّنْ ذُ الدِّينَ فَيَسُونُ دِينَهُ. This is because a religious person, by fulfilling your request, maintains his own religion. وَأَمَّنْ ذُ الْمُرُوَّةِ فَإِنَّهُ يَسْتَحْيِي لِمُرُوَّتِهِ. And a liberal-minded person, because of his being liberal-minded, is always concerned of your need and doesn't want to make you hopeless and make you desperate. And because of this, well, such a person will never leave you in the lurch. And the person who وَأَمَّا ذُ الْحَسَبَ فَيَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَمْ تُكْرِمْ وَجْهَكَ أَن تَبْذُلَهُ فِي حَاجَتِكَ فهو يسون وجهك أن يؤدك بغير قضاء حاجتك. And the person who has a good family background knows that once you have requested him for some help, indeed you have endangered your reputation. And at the same time, by fulfilling your request, he helps you maintain your reputation in society. And elsewhere, after some time, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave the following piece of advice to the person, to the inquirer, in that in seeking provision for daily life, everybody is expected to maintain and to consider piety. And because of this, nobody is expected, nobody is allowed to show eagerness. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam mentioned in this way, that in seeking provision, don't behave like those people who are very eager. Like those people who are submissive to everything, don't be such. Don't be like submissives, only reliant on whatever may come. And know that seeking provision is a sunnah, is a good practice. And at the same time, being moderate and applying good methods is a sign of piety. Certainly, chastity never stops receiving provision as desired, as decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eagerness can't add to provisions. Why? Because the provisions of people have already been divided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, death is certain, and being whimful is nothing but entering the turmoil of sins and committing sins. From this we understand that people's reputation is very important before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody is expected and nobody is allowed to belittle him or herself. On the other hand, those people who are in charge of guiding other people to the right path should contribute to the culture of maintaining reputation of people, and at the same time giving financial help to other people and to the needy should be in such a way that the person may be able to continue his own life without receiving any additional support from elsewhere. This is because contributing to other people's reputation is a must for everybody and for the whole system. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adam safwatillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Nuh nabiyillah. As-salamu alayka يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله. السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله. السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله. السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله.